Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to continue in the final parak of Masechta Sukkah with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav teaches us about how they would divide up the karbanos that they would bring on Sukkahs among the Chavtal and Mishmaros. Meaning normally the Chavtal and Mishmaros Kahuna, the 24 Mishmaros, would each have their turn in the Beis HaMikdash for an entire week. But on Yom Tovim, all bets were off and everyone got to participate evenly. Now there were a lot of karbanos that were brought on Sukkot. So how did they divide up among the Mishmaros these various karbanos? So Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Hayisham Shlosha Asar Parim Ve'elim Shnayim Usi'ir Echad. On the first day of Yom Tov, there were 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 1 goat. So that's for the Karban Musaf. So that's 16 animals. So 16 Mishmaros were taken care of right then, because 16 Mishmar, you know, they'd have one from each Mishmar taking care of each of those animals, or bring makrev of each of those animals. Nishtairu sham arba'a asar kevasim l'shmona mishmaros, which meant that there were 14 lambs that were left for the last 8 mishmaros. So biyom rishon shisha makrivin shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. So the way they would do it is they would have 6 of the on the first day, they would have 6 of the mishmaros, because there were 8 mishmaros left. So 6 of the mishmaros would have 2 lambs each, and the other 2 mishmaros would have 1 lamb each. Now on the second day, the number of bulls went down by 1, went down to 12. So there were only 12 mishmaros that offered bulls, and another 3 brought the 2 rams and the 1 goat. So that meant that there were 9 mishmaros left to represent the 14 lambs. So b'sheni chamishim makrivin shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. So 5 of the 9 remaining mishmaros would bring 2 lambs each, and the other 4 were 4 mishmaros brought 1 lamb each. Now, on the third day, the number of bulls went down to 11. So, b'shlishi arba makrivin shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. On the third day, 4 of the 10 remaining mishmaros offered 2 lambs each, and the other 6 offered 1 lamb each. Now, on the fourth day, the number of bulls was down to 10 bulls. So, 10 mishmaros brought bulls. Another 3 brought the 2 rams and 1 goat. And that meant that there were 11 more mishmaros for the 14 lambs. So, b'rvi shlosha makrivin shnayim shnayim, 3 of them would bring 2 lambs each, v'ashar echad echad, and the rest of them, the other 8, would bring 1 lamb each. Now on the fifth day, there were only 9 bulls, so 9 mishmaros offered a bull. Another 3 brought the 2 rams and the goat, so that took care of 12 mishmaros, which meant that there were 12 other mishmaros left to bring the 14 lambs. So b'chamishi shnayim makrivin shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. So on the fifth day, 2 of the remaining 12 mishmaros brought 2 lambs each, and the other 10 brought 1 lamb each. Then on the sixth day, the number of bulls was down to 8. So 8 mishmaros brought bulls. Another 3 brought the 2 rams and the 1 goat. And that left 13 mishmaros to bring 14 lambs. So b'shishi echad makrav shnayim. So 1 of the mishmaros would bring 2 lambs, v'ashar echad echad, and the other 12 would bring 1 lamb each. And then finally on the 7th day, the number of bulls was only 7 bulls. So 7 mishmaros offered bulls. Another 3 brought the 2 rams and the goat, so that's 10, which left 14 more mishmaros to bring the 14 lambs. And that's perfect. B'shvi'i kulan shavin. So on Hoshana Rabbah, each mishmar brought exactly 1 lamb. So every mishmar brought exactly 1 karban. Now, on Shmini Atzeres, things got a little messed up, though, because the karban musaf was a totally different musaf on Shmini Atzeres. It was only 10 animals total. It was a bull, a ram, a goat, and 7 lambs, which is way less than the number of mishmaros. So what would they do about that? So b'shmini chazru l'fayis kiburgalim. On Shmini Atzeres, they went back to casting lots to determine which mishmar offered a karban, just like they would do on Pesach and on Shavuos. And the Mishnah tells us a rule about dividing the bulls of the Karban Musaf on Sukkot. Amru, the Kohanim agreed among themselves that mi shehikrav parim hayom lo yakrav l'machar, that any mishmar that was able to bring one of the bulls one day would not bring a bull the next day. Elchozn chalila, they would go in rotation. So anyone who already offered a bull had to wait until after all the other mishmaros had a chance to be makrav apar, and then they would begin the sequence all over again. So now Mishnah Zayin, once we discussed the rights of the mishmaros to do the avoda of bringing the karbanos on Sukkot, so the Mishnah talks about the rights to get portions of those karbanos that were brought on Sukkot. B'shlosh Shavuos Be'Murei Regalim. There are three times a year, meaning on the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, that all 24 Mishmaros were equally entitled to get portions of the Karbanos that the Torah says have to be brought on Yom Tovim, U'Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. And when it fell on Shabbos, they were also equally entitled to portions of the Lechem Apanim, which they would distribute and divide every Shabbos. So on Shavuos, there was a Shtei Alechem Karban that they would have to bring. So on Shavuos, when Shavuos fell on Shabbos, the Kohanim would not only get the bread of the Lechem Apanim, they would also get from the Shtei HaLechem. But Seres Omrimlos, on Shavuos that fell on Shabbos, when they gave each Kohen a little bit of Lechem Apanim, which was matzah, they would say to him, Hey Lech Matzah, here's matzah for you, right? The Lechem Apanim was always on the Shulchan Tamid, every day of the year. So like most Karbanos Mincha, it was matzah, right? It was even on the Shulchan on Pesach. It had to be matzah. So they would say Helich Matzah. Now the Shtei Alechem was unique in that it was Chametz, so they would also say Helich Chametz. Here's your Chametz portion, which meant your Shtei Alechem, which happened to have been Chametz. Now the 24 Mishmaros had equal rights in Karbanos that were brought because of the Yom Tov, Karbanos that would have been brought on any day of the year, like the Karbanos Tamid, were eaten only by the Mishmar that was actually, whose turn it actually was that week. Mishmar Shizmanu Kavua, Hu Makrav Tamidim, Nedarim, Nedavos, Shar Karbanos Tzibur, the Mishmar whose turn it was that week, they were the ones that brought the Karban Tamid and the Nedarim and Davos and the other Karbanos Tzibur, Hu Makrav Hakol, and they would bring do all the Hakravos that were not directly related to the Yom Tov. So now the Mishnah goes back to discuss the Lechem Apanim. So we said when Shavuos fell on Shabbos, all the Mishmaros got an equal portion of Lechem Apanim, but that's also true about the Shabbos that came out right before or right after Yom Tov, meaning instead of the Mishmar that's on that week, all the Mishmaros would participate. Yom Tov asamach l'Shabbos bein milfana bein l'achareha. If Yom Tov fell out next to a Shabbos, either before or after, meaning either on Friday or on Sunday. So the Yom Tov ended on a Friday or started on a Sunday. Hayu kol mishmar Shabbos b'chiluk lechem apanim. Then all the Mishmaros were equally entitled to the lechem apanim that Shabbos, even though that Shabbos was not part of the Yom Tov, because anyone who wanted to be in the Beis Hamikdash for Yom Tov had to, if the Yom Tov was going to begin on a Sunday, had to get to Yerushalayim before Shabbos, so they were all going to be there. Or if Yom Tov ended on a Friday, anyone who wanted to be there for Yom Tov had to be there throughout that Shabbos. So that's why they made up that the Lechem Apanim for those Shabbosos where you had to be there anyway would be divided among all of the Mishmaros. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we said that on the first day of Sukkos, there were 13 parim, 2 elim, 1 seir, which meant that there were 14 kvasim left for the 8 remaining Mishmaros, and so on the first day, 6 of the Mishmaros would bring 2 kvasim each, and the other 2 Mishmaros would bring 1 kvas each, and the Mishnah just went through how it went down, the number of parim went down by 1 each day of Sukkos, which meant that there was 1 fewer Mishmar that was going to be able to bring 2 kvasim each day. So kept on going down in number. But then in Shmini Atzeres, where there were fewer Karbanos in total than there were Mishmaros, they had to go back to doing a pious in order to determine who was going to bring what. And there was an agreement among all the Kohanim that if you brought a par, you were not eligible to bring another par until all the Mishmaros had brought a par. Then Mishnah Zayin, we said 3 times a year all the Mishmaros would split equally the Emurei HaRegalim and the Lechem Apanim. So those 3 times a year, of course, are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now on Shavuos they would say Helich Matzah, Helich Chametz, meaning take your Lechem Apanim, that's Matzah, and take your Shtei Alechem, that's Chametz. We said that the Mishmar whose turn it was anyway would bring the Karbanos that were not related to the Yom Tov, like the Karban Tamid that they would have twice a day, every day. And then we said that even when there was a Shabbos that didn't fall on Yom Tov, but fell out like right before Yom Tov, or right after Yom Tov, so on that Shabbos, all of the Mishmaros received a portion of the Lechem Apanim. So next time we will learn Perakei Mishnah Ches, which will bring us to the end of Maseches Sukkah.